Okay, just a few halachot by Amira La'akum on the laws of Shabbat. As we know, the law is that a Jew is not allowed to cut the paper in the bathroom, the toilet paper, it's asur for him to cut on Shabbat. Halacha does say, however, if it was not pre-cut before the Shabbat and he has no other choice and so on and so forth, so if he wants to cut it on a... with a shinui, which means he wants to cut it, not on the lines, obviously, he wants to cut it in a way it would be a shinui, so then it would be permissible. The halacha also allows, certainly if a person forgot to cut the paper before Shabbat, to tell a goy to cut it in a place that it's not perforated, so that would be like a shvut to shvut b'mkom tzorech gadol. Telling the goy to do it is one drabbanan, and the way they're doing it, not on the lines, is ripping it in a drabbanan way. And therefore, in such a case where it's obviously kavod beriyot, you need it for for hygiene, so it would be permissible in that case. That's the way Chacham Avadya holds as well. It's brought down in Yalkut Yosef Siman Shin Zayin Se'if Mem Tet, also Rabbi Pinhasi in the Sefer Dabe Dabar and Daf Kuf Tzadi Tet. The next question was asked in the halacha of a child that was in a room and the lights went out, and the child is scared of the dark. As a result, he's crying, and it's impossible for the parents to calm his nerves down. So Rabbi Pinhasi is mekel to hint to the goy in order to put on light in that area. Brings down a kafa hayim siman resh ayin vav sif katan yudalid that was matir in the name of the Mati Yehuda. So in that case over there, if the child cannot be pacified, it would be permissible to hint to the goy to let them turn on the light. So again, two halachot. Number one, it's permissible to tell the goy to cut the paper in the bathroom, not on the lines, if you forgot to do it. And it's permissible to hint to a goy to open a light for a child that is in the dark and crying and cannot be pacified.